Today is Monday, December 9th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hey everyone, welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. And you wake? 5 days a week and you listen. And today is no different. Let's talk about it. I had already started that intro once. And yeah, I screwed it up. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do it again. And then I screwed it up again. So I don't know. Anyway, let's fade out this music. Let's see if I can do that without screwing up. I don't know if I can do it. Can I do it? Let's read an email. So, you know, so I've been playing a lot of voicemails and I'm going to continue to do that. And thank you guys and girls for calling in. I'm not going to play voicemails every episode because then, you know, some people may get tired of listening to voicemails, but I am going to read an email. So Sam in the hinterlands is such a devoted listener that she sends an email almost every single day when she listens to the episode, and she does not expect them to be read. And I know you don't, Sam, but I don't respond to those emails because, well, first of all, I mean, I don't have responses to every single one of the emails. Plus, I feel like the podcast itself is a little bit of a response to the email, right? Because I record it every day and I talk to Sam, you know, once a week. We chit-chatted. In fact, she got her own personal Geeky Gay last night because we recorded Survivor's Ready, and we were waiting on Faye because he was late. And so I told her my whole life story during that 10 minutes. So anything I say, she may have already heard. But anyway, I want to read these, you know, one or two of these emails because, you know, she goes to all the work of writing them. So this is her Friday email. And she goes, Adam, the problem with wearing yourself out so efficiently is as to go to bed at 8:30 p.m. is that when you're up for the day at 5 a.m. The upside of that is catching up on the Friday show I forgot about until now. Speaking of which, hun, your show is your show. That's why we like it. Thank you, Sam. I don't know. I don't even remember what I said. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I appreciate the sentiment. I'm glad. Cancer is right. Nothing turns the head of a pathologist faster than hearing that word out of context. Glad your friend is still cancer-free. That's awesome. Yeah, so Sam is a pathologist. She's very smart. She says, now I see, okay, here, why you used the grain silos as your show art, which was totally making me wonder, since as far as I knew, you weren't even farm adjacent. Okay, so that's incorrect, Sam. I live in Arkansas, and I will say this about Arkansas. So Mark, the first time he flew to Arkansas because he moved here for work, and so the first time he flew here from the Philippines, the airport is out in the middle of the country. I mean, you know, you could argue that Arkansas is all country, but the airport is like out in the middle of nowhere and it's just surrounded by fields and cows and stuff. So when he was driving in, his first view of the city, you know, the area that I live in was cows. And so he even commented to me that he's like, oh my God, this is such a country area. All I'm seeing is cows. Anyway, so yes, I live in a country area. And then she goes on to say, did you say good biscuits? One of this Yankee's secret weaknesses is a good biscuit, and Lord only knows you can't get one in the hinterlands. Fatty can confirm my past lamentation that freaking KF fucking C is the best, air quotes, available, pre-made for purchase. Even the nearest Popeyes is 70 miles away. But now I know what I'm making for Sunday breakfast. See you tonight. You know, I believe I did see a picture on her Twitter, which is, she says it's Sam in the Hinterlands. I don't believe her. But she says it's Sam in the Hinterlands. You know, I should look. But anyway, yes, the biscuits at Magnolia Table, which is the, why can't I think? Which is the Fixer Upper, Chip and Joanna. The Joanna Gaines biscuit recipe is so good. And I have the, I don't want to plagiarized the recipe, so I'm not sure if I should post it anywhere because I actually bought the cookbook. But I am going to try, eventually, I'm going to try the cookbook or the biscuit recipe. I was going to do it this weekend, but it does involve actually grating butter. And so you have to like freeze. You don't have to freeze the butter, but you need to get it really cold so you can grate it. Otherwise, it like melts in your hand as you're trying to grate. And so it's a little bit of work, right? And yes, so Sam did definitely make biscuits. But anyway, you have to grate the butter. And I was going to do it Saturday, and then I got out of the mood. So I'm going to try it. But the biscuits were so good. They were light and fluffy and like super buttery and, you know, all this. It was very good. And they had strawberry butter. Some kind of, I guess they took like strawberry jam and mixed it with butter, like whipped butter. And it was very good. Anyway. So Sam in the Hinterlands is at Sam in the H. At Sam in the H is what she is on Twitter. So there you go. There's a free plug. So I finished talking about, I believe I finally finished wrapping up the Austin trip, which was like 3 weeks ago. And so you're welcome, everyone, for my long descriptions of, you know, of the trip. But anyway, so nothing is really, as per usual, nothing has really gone on since we got back. But I will say it's been busy because I've been preparing for these Christmas shows. And I don't know where time has gone, but it's going to be Christmas. And I'm going to be a little bit of a curmudgeon here. And I've probably said this before on this very podcast. So, you know, bear with me if I have. But I don't like Christmas. Shock. I mean, well, okay. I really like the music part of Christmas. I love doing the music stuff that we do. It's the one time a year I get to play my piccolo trumpet. I got to play freaking Herald trumpet this year, which I've never done in my life. So I love the music. Like, I love playing piccolo trumpet on Handel's Messiah. And I love playing all the jazzy, like, Christmas arrangements of, you know, or arrangements of various Christmas songs. And when we do Sleigh Ride, I love doing the horse whinny at the end. You know, that thing. That was not very good. But I don't like, I'm a giving person. And I'll give people the shirt off my back. I feel like I'm not a selfish person. In fact, I'm always going out of my way to please people, as I've said multiple times on this show. But I hate buying gifts because I don't know what to get people. And I'm worried that they're not going to like whatever it is that I get them. And so it stresses me out. And I'm also a procrastinator, so I wait till the last minute because I'm like, ugh, I don't know what to get this person. Also, I'm a horrible family member. Okay, this is really horrible. My nephews, I don't even want to admit this out loud, but I forget their children's names. And I certainly don't know how old their children are. And so I'm always having to call my mom, and then I try to beat around the bush to get her to say the name of the children so I can remember who they are. It's horrible. I don't know why I can't remember the name of my own. I'm just not, I don't know. Maybe it was because my family, you know, there are much more hateful families out there, but maybe it's just, I just avoided the family because I'm gay, and I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Maybe I'm just a horrible person. I mean, that could be it. But now my brother, you know, he got married a year ago, and I don't see them very often. So the new wife is, you know, she has two twin girls that live with them, and I don't know what they want for Christmas. And she has a little boy, and then, you know, my brother has a little daughter that's at home. And the one with autism, she's like 8, I want to say, and 7 or 8, something like that. And then, you know, my nephews have children as well. So one of my nephews has a girl and 2 boys, and my other nephew has a boy. And so, you know, I don't know. It's so many different people to buy for. And then my parents and my brother and yada, yada, yada. And then Mark. And a lot of times Mark and I will just say, oh, we'll go on a trip, or we'll buy some furniture for the house and we'll call it the present for each other. So maybe we'll do that. Anyway, I don't like that. And I don't like my brother's house. I don't like my hometown. It's depressing. And my brother and his family all want us to, they always want us to come down to his house. And I don't like his house. I don't like spending the night there. I'm being such a grouch. Oh my gosh. But anyway, I don't really enjoy this time of year. And I've just been working. We did go to, there's this theater called the Sights and Sounds Theater in Branson. Actually, there's a magician in Branson that I didn't know about that now I want to go see. And now that I've said that, I'm not going to remember his name. But anyway, maybe tomorrow I'll tell you guys because I like magicians. But anyway, we went to the Sights and Sounds Theater for their Christmas show. And they put on these really elaborate, like, live animals and huge sets that are really impressive, these Bible stories. And normally I really like them and the music is good and everything, but I don't know. I wasn't really all that impressed this time. It wasn't, I don't know. We were going to eat at Paula Deen's restaurant beforehand because how much more Southern, you know, Paula Deen and then a good gospel show, but we couldn't get in. The wait was too long. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call me, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT episodes of podcasts at pride48.com. I ran out of music, damn it. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.